Monday night, Minchas Chinuch Shir or Leyut Ches, our Cheshvan. And we don't have our person to test here, but we are up to the next mitzvah, which is mitzvah 16, I believe. No, yes, mitzvah 16, Tez Zayin. Mamish moving along. Shelo lishbor etzer min ha-pesach, not to break a bone when you're eating it. You would break a bone either because you're eating it in haste, like you're wolfing it down, or you want to suck out the marrow. I mean, that's why a person would break a bone in his meat meal. So we'll see in the chinuch the concept of the mitzvah. We'll see. Shelo lishbor etzer mikol atzomas ha-pesach, not to break a bone. It means even an edible bone that you could chew. You could break it with your teeth and you chew it. I don't know, maybe you remember it's very.
And swallow it?
Yeah, it could be chicken bone, you could do it too. It's very soft. Remember, and it's roasted. It's within a year. It's less than a year old gedi or tle. It's less than a year old, a kid, a goat. Very soft bones. I don't know. If it's a bone, it's a bone. Yeah. I think there's a famous machlekes information of some Zalman having to do with chicken bones in the challenge. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, there's a din. It's a lav. It's in the minyan mitzvahs. It's mitzvah number 16, in fact. Etzem l'tish perubo. Misharashe ha-mitzvah, the idea of the mitzvah, lizkor nisei Mitzrayim. That's what we've been having for the last 10 mitzvahs or so, maybe 9, that this is all to focus on the nisim Hashem performed for us when going out of Mitzrayim. Kamoshe kasabnu b'acheres, starting with number 5, I think. Number 5 was Shechitas HaPesach, starting from there. So we were focused on the Korban Pesach from 5, now we're on the 11th mitzvah, 16.
Do the matzah mitzvahs count as Korban Pesach mitzvahs?
It's to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, that's when. Now, for some reason, I didn't think about why, the chinuch here elaborates. First, he says that instead of just getting away with this very general statement, it's to remember Nisei Mitzrayim, it's specifically, there's a specific angle in this mitzvah. The basis of this mitzvah, gizo means the trunk, as if it's a tree. So the trunk of this mitzvah stems from the shoresh hanizkar, a play on words, right? From the root that we just said, the principle. Because we said in previous mitzvahs, he didn't say it here yet. He said in previous mitzvahs that they went from avdus and they really attained a level of royalty, like mamleches kohen in v'goy kadosh. They went from avodim to the opposite, to malchus. She'ein kavod lebnei malachim v'yoatzei oretz. It's not appropriate for princes and counselors, chashuva people, ligur atzamos, to scrape off the bones or the shavram, and to break them, whether it's because of the haste of eating, or because you want to suck out all the marrow, keklovim like dogs. Lo yos lasus kocho kim lania yomor avim. Who does that? Poor people who are starving, and you throw them a bone. But they eat meat, like they famish, they attack it. But a rich person, you give him the meat, he takes off the meat and he sends it away, throw the rest out. When we entered our career as Visamli Sugula Mikolo Amim, Mamlechas Karnim Vagoy Kodosh, Mamlechas Karnim Vam Kodosh, Vachoshana Vashana Boso Azman. See, here he elaborates. Roy Lonulasos Maasim Hamarim Banu, it's appropriate to do things, to do activities which where we display Hamarim Banu, Hamailo Hagadolo Sholinu La Also Shah, the Madrego that we attain then. No, it's not just the general remember the Mitzrayim, but it's focused on this mitzvah, the idea that they became like together of Malucha. So you display appropriate behavior for a melech or ben melech. Through the symbolism, and this now he segues into another major, major, major yesod, we call it Torah Kula, and he does it here in this mitzvah, where he says that through acts of symbolism, portraying a certain principle, a certain idea, nikba b'nafshoseinu hadavar l'yoylam, so that attitude, that metzius becomes a hukbar, becomes ingrained in our neshamos and our souls.
I understand Hamaisa, what's that dimyos?
What?
I understand Mitoch Hamaisa, but what's Mitoch Hadimyos? What does that mean?
Hamaisa Hadimyon, symbolism. It means like symbolism. Shanachnu Osim, Nikla, Benashoseno, Adobra Leola.
What Maisa? You're not doing anything.
You're not breaking
He's talking. First of all, you're bedafka not breaking it. We're not talking about showing. I'm saying through acting a certain way, you refine your character. And now he says, don't think. And it could be literally it means b'ni, because he wrote the Sefer for his son. He writes in Hagdama. Litvos al dvorai. No, I'm sorry. He asks a different question first. Before he gets into elaborating the idea that your actions become ingrained in your character, but he first asks a different question. Al tachshuvli litvos al dvorai, to challenge my words. V'lomar v'lomazei yitzad v'oshanu Hashem yizbarach lasos kol eilu l'zichon oso hanes. Enough already. Mitzvah 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Genug shayim. You want us to remember going out of Mitzrayim, eat matzah, eat the korban Pesach. Why do you have to keep on laying it on so thick? One is enough. This is not an intelligent question. This is not a wise question that you're challenging me. This is childish thinking that's making you talk like this. And now he'll explain why. And on his way to explaining why, so he explains the yesod that when you do things, it translates into your character. It becomes who you are, not just what you did. What you did becomes who you are. Vatabani and Bino Shamuzos, if you want to understand, listen to this. Vateos Mecho Shema. Alametcha Lahoel B'Torah V'Mitzvos. I'll instruct you for your own benefit, Lahoel, in Torah and Mitzvos. And you'll have something that is very, very, very important. A Yisod in life, a Yisod in Frumkeit, a Yisod in Yiddishkeit. Da. Realize, ki ha'adam nifal kafi pu'ul osav. A person is influenced, is affected really, more than influenced, is affected by things he does. Nifal.
Means affected?
What?
Nifal means affected?
Nifal, yeah, the word poyo means to act upon. Nifal means you are acted upon. Kafi pu'ul osav, according to your actions. Based on your actions, in accordance with your actions. People deny this. People think they could be one way in their heart. They could really be sympathetic to the Ani and not give any tzokra. They could love Shabbos, you know, and not keep Shabbos. They could love Hashem and not do any of his mitzvahs. They think they could separate the thought, the character, the midah, and the action. But Adam Nifal Kafi Pulosov, the Levo Lachomach Shavosov, Tomid Achar Maasov Shuosabahem, his heart, his thoughts, follow the deeds, and Tovi Imran, either way. In other words, his heart and his inner self is influenced by his deeds. He writes this throughout the Sefer. Here is the first time he says it. He elaborates. This is what the Mesillas Yesharim says, the same Yesod. In the Mesillas Yesharim, the sentence is Chitzonius Moiris Apnimius. Okay? If you act a certain way, you will become that way. This is a few hundred years before. There's the Chinuch Rishon. Dafilu Rosh Hagomel B'Levavo. Listen to what he says. Even a Rosh Avachor Yetzer Machzvos Libo Rak Rako Ayom. That's a pasuk in Rishis. In Mi'era Rucho, if he would get inspired. And the inspiration is not going to last that long. But what he does with the inspiration is he goes Pa'ulos of Mitzvahs. That's how far we're taking this yesod that Adam Nifal Kafi Pulosov, even if the Pulos are Shalol Lishma.
It would have to be, wouldn't it, since we're talking about our Russia?
Maybe not. Maybe you can be inspired for a Sergei Mechuba. He still is saying it. The yesod of Adam Nifal Pekri Pulosov is really, really, and this is very people, you know, this is a chiddush. Is even if the Pa'ula is devoid of a pure thought, it's not like a deed based on a pure thought will affect your other thoughts. It's the deed will affect your thoughts, even if the deed is shalol lishma. Yosem is adlusol v'isko basmod of the Torah of mitzvahs avilu shalol l'shem shemayim. Miyad yintel atot. He'll see, like he'll right away he'll find it easier to do good. He'll find it more. He'll have a gishmak in doing good. B'koach ma'asov through that path of doing things. And the flip side is true. But if he does things which are inappropriate, even if it's against his will, they're a very, very big chiddush. Melech made him steal from people, be a tax collector and like rip, you know, a toll of oil. If that's what he does the whole day, I am telling you, says the Chinuch, there will be a transformation in L'Roh, Chas V'Shalom. He won't be able to withstand the effects that actions have on the lab. Ki yadua hadavar ve'emes shekol adam nifal kafi pu'ulosot. Whether Freud held of this or not, who cares? Whether all the therapists would do well to learn this yourself.
Is that story?
What?
The story about the Hong Dado that he went, you know, after 80 years.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah, but we don't know why.
But according to this, he's doing
down there. We don't know why he went off. He's talking about that if you do inappropriate things, that'll eventually sway you to be bad. The Kohen Gadol there is just the story. We only know the bottom line. We don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. Maybe. We just don't know. It's a puzzle. The point there of the telling us the story is al taimin be'atzucha ad yom moscha. Never trust yourself. You always have to be on guard. Like we learned in Chavis HaLovas, the Torah is always ready to destroy you. He doesn't go to sleep. He doesn't take a vacation. He doesn't go to the retirement home.
Unless you go there. Oh, you.
Alkei Nomu Chachamenu Zekonim Levracha, because we take this very seriously, Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Luzakas Es Yisrael, Lefika Chirba Lehem Toiru Mitzvahs. Why? Kedei Lahatzis Bohen Kol Machilo Seinu, Leos Ben Kol Asokeinu. So that this effect of Maisa Mitzvahs will eventually affect us. You know, something will strike a chord. You have a lot of mitzvahs, so late devlonu b'chriusenu ki mitoch ha'pulos ha'tovos onu nefolim v'yos tovim v'zochem l'chaya yad. So the reason there's so many mitzvahs covering all of life is because of this yisod, and he's learning that we should have a lot of things that are affecting our thoughts, our minds. Ramzu Zuchonim Levracha al Zeb Amram, Kol Mishriyesh Lo Mezuzah B'Pischo, B'Tzitzes B'Vigdo, B'Tzilim B'Rosho, Muftach Lo Yishalo Yechto, L'fi She'elu Mitzvahs Kvidiyus, V'Nifel Behem Tomid. They're a constant, you know, like when you take sometimes intravenous antibiotic, like drip, drip, drip. So the mitzvahs become drip, drip, drip. So that's what he's explaining. Why there's so many mitzvahs that bring out the concept that we're b'nei chorin and we're b'nei melachim. No, that's a different other rabbi. He's saying there's a very specific plan and purpose and benefit that comes out of it. Okay, but he's saying this now.
Dafka Mezuzah doesn't seem to be a good example of something. What? That Mezuzah doesn't seem
Why?
To be, because you're banging on one time and then you're done.
That's what you think. The Rambam says when you have a mezuzah on your door, every time you walk in and out of your door, you're supposed to think about it and remember that Hashem Echad, and remember that Hashem is in control of your life, both inside your house and outside your house. Go get a Rambam Michal's mezuzah and make a copy of it and bang it up next to the mezuzah. A very good example.
Perfect example.
Perfect example. Like you pick the right one with a Rambam. Takas goes to lengths to explain like what you're supposed to think about when you have a mezuzah. But he's not even talking about that, because you're a little right. He's not. You see, I cheated just now, because I told you what you're supposed to think about when you walk back and forth. He is talking about Maisa Mitzvahs without thinking, or without even doing Yishalo Lishma. So
Akasha comes back?
What?
Akasha comes back?
First of all, it's not Akasha. He didn't say every single mitzvah in the Torah. Second of all, you have a mezuzah on your door. You know,
well, as an example,
how many times, let me ask you something, you put up a mezuzah, and now it's a week later. How many mitzvahs do you have of mezuzah? Not one. You have a mitzvah every second that it's on your door. So that's a hemshech. It's like by Kalayim we have. You know, it's like it's a hemshech of you doing it.
Yeah, but
the fact that you are oblivious to your mezuzah is not my problem.
No, but the way I understood what he said until now is it's the pa'ulas.
So this, so the pa'ulas have the pa'ulas nimshach. You know, it's a foreign object on your door. That pa'ulas is nimshach. That pa'ulas is ongoing. You're always seeing the effects of the pool. Okay.
So you go back to what you said, that it's really what you had now.
I don't know what you want. You know.
He says mezuzah. That's like an example of a mitzvah. That's
his point is that the mitzvahs have an effect on your character.
Yeah.
Mitoch hapulos hatovos, it doesn't mean if you're oblivious to it. He says if you do it shelo lishma, you know, but you're doing the mitzvah. If you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah if you do it shelo lishma, then he wouldn't have brought in shelo lishma as an example. Of course, you have to be doing a mitzvah for that electric charge to work, for the influence to be made. It has to be that you're doing a mitzvah. So, if you're oblivious, obviously you're oblivious. It's not going to work. But if you're always aware of the mezuzah on your door, then you will always reap the benefits of having banged it up. He's not talking about, first of all, the mitzvah is not to bang it up, right? The mitzvah is not, that's just the pool of how you perform the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have it there. So as long as you're aware of it, you're doing the mitzvah.
Yeah, but I thought the secret
was
the pool of,
not the pool of a mitzvah. His extreme example is shelo lishma, not if you don't have kavana for the mitzvah. Wait a second, please translate. No. Please translate. No.
No.
You did.
No, I didn't.
You did. I'll quote you exactly with the inflection of your voice. No.
I don't think I said that.
Okay.
What? Did I say that?
Yeah.
The example is you.
He's not talking about being busy. He's not talking about because you're busy, so you don't have time to do averus.
No,
he's talking
that.
About the performance of mitzvahs affect you.
Yeah.
Now, the performance of mitzvahs, many mitzvahs are ongoing.
Okay.
So every second is a performance of a mitzvah. He's not talking about your goof being busy. He's not talking about exercise. He's talking about the performance of a mitzvah has a beneficial spiritual effect on your soul. So if the mitzvah of mezuzah is structured that you're getting a mitzvah every moment it's up there once you put it up. So, and your moedah, you have a kiyum mitzvah every moment? Yes, you have to be moedah to that. So then that kiyum mitzvah has a beneficial spiritual effect upon your soul. You understood it too literally, as if like, if you do mitzvahs bodily, if you exercise. No, you're not talking about a guy in the gym. He's talking about doing mitzvahs.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why he could be talking about a lav also. This gentleman's question a half hour ago. Well, we're talking about a lav. Terence says, you know, you have to perform a lav. To get the credit of the lav, we went through this when we learned the Michta Malio.
I can give you an example where you didn't even do the mitzvah. Bris Mila.
So someone else did the mitzvah.
It has an effect on me.
Right. Someone else did the mitzvah. It's only mitzvahs that have this effect on you. If you eat matzah every night of the year, thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you stop for 7 days on Pesach, you will not have the spiritual benefit that he speaks of. Even though you sat there and you ate matzah. Yeah. He's talking about the performance of a mitzvah. He's not talking about physical exercise. He's talking about doing a mitzvah. Hadam difal hipul also means doing a mitzvah has a spiritual effect on your neshama. But doing a mitzvah.
Alright.
What do you mean, alright? So I'm answering your question. You put up a mezuzah, the physical exertion is 1 minute. But you're performing the mitzvah every moment, every day, every night. So the spiritual benefit is every day, every moment, every morning, every night. even though you're sleeping. And that's why a lav is also included in this.
Because, sure, a lav is included in this?
Well, he's talking about not to be shover etzer. When do you get the mitzvah of a lav, so to speak? I don't know how you want to phrase it. When do you fulfill the mitzvah's losar?
When the temptation isn't fun.
Yeah, I don't know, temptation, Davka, when you think of doing it, when you refrain from doing it.
Yeah.
So, if that's when you refrain from doing it. It could be you always need temptation in order to be called that you refrained. But the point is you refrained from doing it. Not just you didn't do it.
Is that called a pu'ula?
Yeah. In the sense, you see... Yes, because we're not talking about a pool of literally. We're talking about doing a mitzvah, performing a mitzvah. And the reason Hashem gave us a lot of mitzvahs to perform and didn't tell us to just go to the top of a mountain in the Himalayas and meditate, that's right, this is what he's talking about. This is like a very, very fundamental idea in Yiddishkeit. If you would go to a mountaintop in the Himalayas and meditate, you wouldn't change your character. You would be the same disgusting, immoral person that all those gurus are. And when you do mitzvahs, it has a spiritual effect on your neshama.
I have a little raya.
How did the Kenneth know? Where did he learn it?
You sound like my wife on a date.
A date?
Yeah, my wife kept asking me, how do you know? How do you know? Of course, it was out of our mind. Like, how do I know? Because I'm learning Torah. That's how I know. You want to know if it's a pasuk, or the Yud Gimel Midos, or it's Halacha L'Moishe Mishinai, or like, what do you mean, how do I know? When you learn, you know things. He knows it because he was a Rishon, and he learned Torah, and he figured it out. You don't have to say he had it for Kabbalah from Moshe, Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. He knew it. How did the Rambam know the Yud Gimel Ikrim? He figured them out. Did the Rambam have a Nevuah that says Yud Gimel Ikrim? No. That's how he knew, because he was very smart and he learned Torah L'Sha. And when you do that, you figure things out. Even you figure things out. Right? How do you know that's Pshat and Tosfos? How do you know? Oh, even you don't know. Whenever you learn, you walk away with a question mark. Maybe there's not Pshat and Tosfos, which is how many people learn. Many people walk away with a question mark. I don't know. Same thing. You learn, you know. So apply yourself diligently. Think. Try not to have an agenda. Try to be intellectually honest. And go to a good shir like this one. And you'll know. That's how you know, because you learn. When you learn, you know. I just ranted about this on someone else. Like someone else said, like, how did he know? Well, my wife was 40 years ago on a date. How do you know?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
No.
Not
after my rant. There.
What did you say to her?
I said when you learn Torah, you know. That's what learning is about. You figure things out. You figure things out. When you learn, you figure things out. Anyway, the extreme chiddush of the chinuch is only he was forced to do the mitzvah, he was forced to do the avera. But it all stems from doing a mitzvah, doing an avera. He didn't, that's exactly his point. In other words, if you eat matzah every single night, you won't have the spiritual benefit of eating at Pesach night. That's the magic. Go tell it to people, and they'll say, how do you know? Right? No, that's the magic of mitzvahs. That's the magic of the chinuch. That's the chiddush of the chinuch. That's the yisod of the chinuch. And that's the fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit. Even though rationally you say the 360 days, 358 days of eating matzah every night surely has more of an effect on my remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim than eating it one night, and the answer is no, it doesn't. That's the metaphysical power of a mitzvah to influence my neshama is only a mitzvah. Okay.
Like Kairach.
Kairach is his example.
But he's going to come.